Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the One Park Luxury Condominiums Roundtable Series. We are now in episode 4, one of my favorite topics, interior design. My name is Taryn Byron, and I am the sales director at One Park. And I am your host for today, and I am joined by my fabulous partner, Mark Brenner. Along Hello. With Joe Human from Designed Hello. By Human, and another tag team duo from Interior Motif, Stefan and Ariel.
Hello, everybody.
And we'll keep with tradition and go around the room and have everyone introduce themselves. So we'll start with Joe.
Me first. Okay. So my name's Joe Human, and I'm the founder of a small design company. We're based in Manhattan, and we do mostly residential work. We've done a little bit of work at One Park. It's a fabulous building. Recently won an award for a project that we did there, so that was great. And we've been in business now, I don't know, 5 years. I think we're going on 5 years as time flies.
Awesome. Congratulations on the award. And we can't wait to hear what you have to say today. Head over to Stefan from Interior Motif.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Stefan Elbaz. I'm the senior consultant and founder of Interior Motif. We're a firm out of Hoboken, New Jersey, and we specialize in window shades and closet solutions. And I've been in business for just about going over 20 years. And I have a great team, and we service the community. We've worked with One Park as well, fantastic building, and we're excited to be part of this.
We're excited to have you. And Ariel, also with Interior Motif.
Yes. Hi. Good morning, everybody. My name is Ariel Ben. I work with Interior Motif. I'm the operations manager. I've been with the company over 11 years now, and we've added the custom closets department since I got here and improved our services and have been on top of the game, especially with the new changes in our lives with the COVID. Which I think we're going to be talking about today, and I'm looking forward to telling you guys a lot of our new tricks at Interior Motif.
Awesome. We can't wait to hear about all those new tricks that you have with this social distancing that's going on. And my fabulous counterpart, Mark Brenner.
Hello, good morning. Hello, everybody. My name is Mark Brenner. I'm a broker partner with Nest Seekers New Jersey. I have 19 years of real estate experience. I'm a leader of the Nest Seekers New Jersey New Development Division and also sales director at One Park Condominiums.
Wonderful. Thanks for joining us. And Mark is going to be joining us in a little bit of a different capacity today. Mark is married to an interior designer, the fabulous Marina Chabon of Chabon Interior. So he gets to see the good, the bad, the ugly on the home side, and has also just done some recent renovations to his own home during this process. So he'll be able to put some firsthand insight into what everyone's going to go through. My name is Taryn Byron. I am one of the brokers at Nest Seekers New Jersey as well, and also serve as sales director at One Park Condos and lead the New Jersey New Development Division alongside Mark. But let's dive right into what we're here for today, all things design. If you have not been to our building, One Park Condominiums is a fabulous 204-unit condo building perched on top of the Palisades with sweeping New York City, Hudson River views. You see everything from the Freedom Tower all the way up to the George Washington Bridge. And we have probably some of the nicest finishes for any new development along New Jersey's Gold Coast. So it gives these guys that are joining us today a really great base to work off of. So diving right in to these big questions, designing your dream home can be challenging, even in perfect conditions. So some of the topics that we're going to cover today are, what are some small design techniques that you can use right now to enhance your space, whether you're thinking about selling now or just have some cabin fever? And what are some big impact choices that homeowners can make to make a luxurious feel to their home? What preparations should you be doing when you're hiring a designer? And then also, what are some tech features that we can bring into our design process while working with the coronavirus pandemic? So we'll kick things off with Joe. Joe.
Yes, I am here.
Can you let us know some things that a homeowner might be able to do while they're stuck at home, essentially, and probably looking around at everything, wanting to throw it out the window and redo and redesign their home? What are some things that a homeowner might be able to do to kind of breathe some fresh life into their space?
Yeah, and it's funny because I've been seeing this more and more now, with clients literally sitting at home and staring at their space and staring at their updated sofa or their outdated, credenza or whatever they have. And I think it's becoming more important to them that they've spent so much time at home to kind of update those things. And there's a lot of things you can do really inexpensively and just easily with even things around your home. And one of the first things I think that's easy for people to start with is just accessorizing different areas of your home, using things that you have already, maybe even like with books and personal items or just tchotchkes that you may have found from your travels. So that's a really easy way to just start adding some interest and some layers into a space. Another one I see that's lacking in so many of my clients' homes is bedding. And that can really be one of the most simple and easy kind of cheap things you can do. Literally, go on Amazon, just even ordering some nice white crisp bedding can make a huge difference in any room. And then on top of that, like layering with pillows, not even for the bedroom, but also for a living room. It's easy. There's tons and tons of options with even stores like TJ Maxx and West Elm and Amazon. Even now, since we can't go to those stores, you can order most of those online. And, one of my favorite things that I tell people to do, and especially I think it's a great thing to keep in mind for this time when they're stuck indoors, is artwork. And artwork doesn't have to be expensive, and it can actually be something that you create yourself. And I think it's a good way to kind of help your mental state in this current time to create something, whether it's big or small, but just do paintings and that kind of thing. And it's easy to kind of put up and get it professionally framed. It can easily look like $1 million.
Totally. And I'm sure everyone has a really great camera roll on their iPhone, and there's plenty of places that you can go online and order a print from your phone, get it framed and shipped right to your door. And I think when you're referencing bedding, that's always something great, because not only is it going to look good, but it's going to make you feel good, because We're at home, we're spending a lot of time. I don't know about you, but I'm spending a lot of time in pajamas and in bed. So, I would avoid the whole bed in a bag fiasco myself. Get crazy, mix things up, have a little fun, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, there's a picture on your screen now where a lot of those things are mix and match from various vendors. And like you say, I don't like the bed in the bag type of thing. I like to mix and match, and it's a really fun way for people to kind of experiment and see what they really like and mix and match textures and patterns.
Perfect. So, Ariel and Stefan, everyone also being at home is probably looking at their shades. what kind of, or lack thereof, what kind of insight can you bring into to Shades and how you guys work with a designer like Joe, especially in these types of situations where maybe you guys can't all sit down and meet?
Yeah, absolutely. So with us, it's, you know, and working with, you know, Joe or and or other designers or homeowners is, you know, for us, it's the, you know, the windows are the eyes of the home, and it's the experience that they bring into the environment. You know, so it's really understanding, you know, depending the room, living room, bedrooms, you know, the different needs of the rooms and understanding what, you know, it needs to bring into that. What's that, you know, environment it needs to feel with. So we kind of analyze the windows. We take a look at it. You know, if they have views just like at One Park, spectacular. We certainly don't want to, you know, lose the $1 million views. So we'll provide shades. Or something you should think about is shades that will give you the ability to look out, give you the UV protection because there's great sun coming in, but you want to make sure that you're, you know, protecting your furniture, your flooring, your artwork. So there are shades that will complement that to give you, again, the view and the UV protections you need. And certainly,
I think that that's a great point because a lot of buyers, you know, they want the privacy, but yet they don't want to lose the view.
Right. And, you know, and also these great windows like you guys have in the buildings, which are, you know, wall to wall, floor to ceiling. We all want that, you know, open space, and having these great windows just makes the unit even that much bigger. But you also want to be able to now control that, right? So, and how to access it. And something to think about is, you know, motorization. Because if you have multiple windows, you know, if you want to pick up, you know, 6 or 8 shades in the morning and lower 6 and 8 shades at night, right? Do that daily. Well, it's a great workout. We all want to do some workout now that we're at home. It's also nice just to be able to, you know, if that fits your style, option, budget, you know, you start considering, you know, alternative options. And these programs also give you the ability to connect with smart homes or Alexa devices and give you the ability to just, you know, interact with the experience. So, you know, to us, window covers and this experience, and it just enhances the home. And I can show you how we can, when we go into a home, we can, I'll show you a screen.
Will we share a screen now?
Yeah, absolutely. We can pop right into that so you guys can, give us a little sneak peek on how you handle designing without being in a space.
All right, ready or not. All right, so this is Stefani, go ahead.
So let's just show you, our app right here. So basically we can walk into a client, show them a little bit of, you know, some different product lines, what they do, show them how the experience of the environment, as you can see in this picture right here, and you see, you know, this dad with his daughter, but you're still seeing the beautiful outdoors, but that's giving them controlling the light that's coming through. So that'll, you know, it'll change that environment and again, maintaining the view. And then I'll change to another picture, and yet you can see where you have a skyline where these two ladies are, but the gentleman that's sitting on the seat now also sit back, relax, and you can close a shade and it'll control that environment. So you see how shades just are there, and they take so much and they impact our lives greatly. So these are just different ways. And then we can also, which we find exciting, is that we can go in and actually take a picture of your window and then outfit it with a shade and actually kind of show you what your shade will be look like as we go. We can pick the different products. So it's kind of a neat way to see, you know, imagine, talk about it, then actually see what your shades would look like on your windows.
I would like to add something. While Stefan is doing all this, you guys are seeing this on your screens, whether it's on an iPhone, an Android, a PC, a Mac. We've been doing this for the past 3 months since this COVID started, and clients don't have to leave the comfort of their sofa. So to answer the question, how are we doing to be able to service our clients and the clients that you're going to send us is by doing the presentation that you guys are seeing here as well. Now, when it comes to quotes, I'm going to share you another screen. It's what we call the selling tool of Hunter Douglas. So we basically put measurements and configure it. We can add the product and so forth. And I'm just going to go fast on it, but just to show you that all this can be done virtually. We don't have to come to the client. Everything can be, as long as the client obviously knows approximately what the measures of his windows are.
We can walk through the options, what they want, manual power, and so forth. So we just pick selection along the way. And then it'll just kind of show us all these options that the clients want. So we just find it really a great way. We can show materials. You can see here, you can pick the texture that you like. You can zoom in, see that texture. Oh, you know what? I was looking for a different kind of color. I want something a little bit brighter and see that. So I think we just think it's a great way to interact. And then we can actually send the client the samples of the material to their home, and they can now see what the product actual feels looks like, what it look, you know, seen in a window. We sent them a picture of it, and then the texture and the cost. So kind of puts it all together. So kind
of that's really, really incredible and amazing. Joe, on your side, what are some things that are big impact choices outside of shades and closets that homeowners can use to give their home a very luxurious feel?
Yeah, there. I mean, the list is endless, but, you know, a few things, and one of my most favorite things to do, and I guess it's, I think what I'm quote unquote famous for at One Park is wall coverings. And I get calls all the time for that wallpaper that was in the model unit at one point in time.
And they love that wallpaper that you put in there. I actually got a call yesterday asking where that wallpaper is from.
Send them my way.
Well, everyone called Joe.
yeah, right, exactly. We sent them your way.
So, I mean, wall coverings are one way that you can definitely add a lot of interest, and they can be super inexpensive. They can be really expensive. And, you know, there's even wallpapers that you can remove and put up yourself. So like if you're in a rental, it's great that you can kind of put them up and pull them down when you're out and with little risk to damaging the wall. So that's definitely one of my most favorite. Secondly, lighting. I love lighting. I think, you know, layering lighting with floor lamps and overhead lighting or recessed lights, if you have, such a great way to kind of accentuate the architecture of the space. And, you know, One Park is one of those buildings that definitely has great architecture. And like you said earlier, it has some of the best finishes that also that I've seen on the Hudson. And so it's a great way. And then my probably second favorite is window treatments, which, you know, Ariel and Stefan talked about. It's a great way to add height to a space that you physically cannot add more height to without tearing the ceiling and buying the apartment upstairs. But, you know, not only just window shades, but drapery and those fabrics, those are ways that you can just add so much texture and softness into a space. It's amazing how, you know, drapery can add just another element to a room versus just leaving a window blank.
Awesome. Now, Mark, I know that you recently converted a room in your home during the COVID pandemic from an office to a nursery. Did you incorporate any of those items into the redesign of that space?
Well, to make it clear, I didn't design it, but Marina designed it. But I think, you know, you really have to trust in your designer, right? Because you can't walk in the room and then one wall is a color that you're not sure about and say, oh, what have I done? I'm not sure if this is the right way to go. I feel like you just have to trust in your designer and let the process take place. And then, you know, normally 10 out of 10 times, if you let them do what they do best and you walk into a finished product, you're really excited and happy that you did it at the end of the day.
And that's the perfect segue into what kind of preparations as a homeowner should they be making when selecting a designer, Joe?
Glad you didn't say Mark.
Hire your wife. That would be your answer.
If you want a good life.
Yeah.
Good life, right?
I think, you know, it's going to be similar with hiring designers as for a lot of other small business owners. And one of the two kind of, you know, sort of same things that go hand in hand is they need to know what their expectations are from a designer and from what they want at the end of a project, you know. And to tie that in, they need to know their budget to some degree, you know, because you'll get clients, I'm sure, also in real estate too, that want the penthouse apartment but have the, you know, the studio budget. And that may be applicable in some markets perhaps, or if there's a really good deal, but very, very unlikely. So I think just being open and honest with clients up front and knowing their expectations and their budget and what they want. And then
a great point.
Kind of, you know, as Mark said, you know, about the nursery, you know, how do you want to use these spaces? I always ask clients, because especially right now, a lot of people are calling about converting rooms to home offices and that sort of thing that may have been a nursery or a secondary bedroom at one time. So it's really good to understand how they want to use those spaces in the short term and also in the long term. So that way there's decisions such as a nursery, right? You don't necessarily want to build it so specific for right now, because the child may grow out of the interests, you know, in the next couple of weeks, and it's something else. So it's kind of cool to have, like, just to know what they want on those spaces and how they want to use it. And then I always ask for inspiration clippings, you know, Pinterest board, house idea books. I get a lot of, ironically, the last year magazine clippings from clients. So that's been kind of refreshing to see back to print versus digital. But I think that'll probably go away now.
Yeah, probably a little bit. and for Ariel and Stefan, what should a homeowner be having prepared for when they speak with you?
Well, really, you know, it's also them sending over, well, you know, their unit that they're going to be buying at one park, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Look at the floor plan, understand what some of their needs are, you know, understanding even when we come to the closets. And Ariel, actually, I'm going to put on that on Ariel, because he's actually going to show you guys, we're just going to share a screen with you, but even like their closets, right? So we're going to understand, you know, is it a couple? Is it, you know, do they have kids? Do they, you know, do they wear long dresses and pants and belts? And, you know, Ariel will show you some of that different items. You want to show them how that looks?
Would you guys like for me to show, to share my screen?
Yes, absolutely. I think that brings us all right into, again, some of the final section of our presentation here is the tech features that can be integrated into home design, not only in the actual design with motorized shades, but how you guys are actually designing spaces in this pandemic.
So, you know, since people are not, you know, they're a little bit still worried about getting people inside their house to measure. So they usually give us an approximate idea of what the measurements of their closets are. This is a client that sent me, this is the second house that he's doing with us. It's in the South Shore. He sent me measurements, and this is the rendering that I did for him. So basically whatever you see is what I'm sharing with customers online through the same Zoom output, for them to have an idea. And then, you know, I can change, for example, colors and options of hardware finish. I don't know if you guys see all this. The handles and so forth, I can change. I can tell him, can you please, can I have a bigger island, smaller island? And this is what it looks like. So I have, Joe, I'm right along your sides, because you mentioned lighting, and we do lighting as well. So if you see over here, there's a light strip that goes through right over here. That's the lighting that we have to offer. And I sent Kelly pictures of this job finished up in his original home. I don't know if she put it on the slides. Kelly, have you? So we can show them the real product.
I was looking through the presentation. I don't see that exact closet, but we can add it on there. So everyone who's on the call today has your contact information and photos of this beautiful closet finished. I mean, I could fill it with a lot of shoes. And Joe, what kind of things are you working on? And how are you handling working virtually?
I also need that closet for my shoe collection.
Everybody needs in mind. So, you know, it's simple closets as well, right? So over here, you don't see any handles because he wanted to put some custom handles that he had in the rest of the house. You know, this is a little...
look, it's me in my shoe closet.
I actually changed the pictures of the clients' faces so they really feel like they're inside. So all this is the latest technology to Intermotif, and we're ready to give customers these virtual consultations that sells itself.
And that's make you so guys amazing. Look good. That's so amazing. So Joe, what kind of things have you found that you've had to do in order in this pandemic to kind of work as an interior designer to convey your vision to clients?
Yeah, it's been kind of an interesting thing to see that honestly a lot of the workflow has been similar to how we've been doing it before. Like we've provided drawings and digital presentations before and renderings, and so now we're kind of taking that a little bit step further and providing a little bit more detail in those presentations because I'm not physically there, you know, in a client meeting anymore to kind of point at things and walk them through those options. And so now it becomes to emailing them a full PDF and then FedExing or UPSing a, you know, physical package with the samples and all the cut sheets and everything for that. And then we jump on either a Zoom call or FaceTime call, whatever they're more comfortable with in terms of their tech background, and kind of go through it there. And that's kind of been the most challenging part to get used to, because I'm so used to sitting there next to them, you know, pointing at things and sharing, you know, 50 different samples of wall coverings and window coverings. And so it's forced me to kind of narrow that down to just a couple things so that they're not overwhelmed since I'm not there physically guiding them. And then, you know, like I said, renderings are great. We were providing a single rendering for clients, but now I'm trying to integrate more just so that they have more ideas to see the space, just because it's, you know, like I said, I'm not there to physically explain things. So the more that they can see visually through their phone or the computer, it's great for them.
So Joe, just before we wrap up, I've gotten a few questions about the infamous wallpaper from Unit 908. What's the best way for people to get their hands on that wallpaper?
You got to call them direct. That's how you get
it. Yeah, it's a brand called Maya Romanoff. It's American made. They're made in Chicago. They're a trade only brand. So unfortunately, they have to buy it through me or another designer. And it's great. They're truly one of my favorite wall covering brands just because they have so many different types of unique coverings, and that one in particular has been a popular item, not only at One Park, but other projects.
Well, it really is beautiful. You did a great job. Stefan and Ariel did an amazing, amazing job on all the shades and closets throughout the building. You guys are truly professionals and artists with what you do. I want to thank everyone for their time today, and tune in to our next episode, our final episode in our series next week. We're going to be having Jackie, the CEO of DMG, the developer for One Park Condos, joining us. So be sure to tune in next week. Thank you, everyone, again. And please be sure to check out oneparkcondosnj.com for more information on One Park and some fabulous virtual tours to check out those shades, closets, and that infamous wallpaper.
And your next home. Yep.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye.